Now the answer to the whole question is found in Surah Taha, where it has been discussed in detail. And the manner in which that revolution will be brought about has also been discussed there. In Surah Taha, Allah tells us, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ قُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا وَيَذَرُهَا قَانْ صَفْصَفًا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا يَوْمَ ذِلْ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ. They ask you about the powers like big mountains. Now, why I said powers or people like mountains? Because the last verse explains it very clearly and manifestly. There is no doubt left about what is meant by mountains. So the Holy Quran tells us that, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, they ask you about the great mountains which are to be surmounted before Islam can be made victorious. And you are in such a position of weakness that it's impossible for you to conquer those great mountains like the mountain of Kisra and the mountain of Kaisar on both sides. What is the answer? The Holy Quran tells us, قُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. We are very meek and humble. It's impossible for us to come to grips with these great powers and give them a crushing blow. It is Allah. قُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي. I never claim power and strength over these great powers of earth. It is my Lord, this is my claim, who is all-powerful, who will ultimately overpower these mountainous powers. يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. And it will break them to pieces. In fact, pieces is not the right word. It will crush these mountains to particles of dust.
Smithereens
is the word for, I had in mind, but I think smithereen again is larger particles. To break something to smithereen, nasfa means powdered form.
Pulverized,
that's right. Yes, that is the word I was searching for. My Lord, say my Lord, would pulverize these mountains. Yes, yansifuha rabbi nasfa. La tara fiha yazaruha qan safsafa. And then it will level them out so that you will not see any up and down left in these mountains. Any up and down as well as evajam wala amtha. Evajan also means a difficult attitude, a wrong attitude, which we say in Urdu, teri tabiyat, you know. That is koja in Punjabi Kansas, yeah. So that is mentioned as la tara fiha evajam wala amtha. How would you translate it into English, Zafar Sahib? That, you know, that... No. In mind, I mean, approach. Some people are built like that always go wrong. I mean, they never walk straight and think straight.
Twisted mind.
So, the crookedness, that's better, yes. The crookedness will be destroyed. They'll be turned straight. Why I was stressing on this aspect, I wanted to explain this, was because the very next verse requires such a translation. It is not just a literal twisting, but a twist of mind which is mentioned here. So Allah says that Allah will level out these mountains and remove all the twisted thinking and crooked thinking. Yomazin yattabeuna daya lai vajalam. Now they will be able to follow this prophet who has no twist in him and no crookedness. So literal translation would not apply or will not suffice when this verse follows, referring to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's the twist of mind and the crookedness of mind which is primarily mentioned here. And this part explains also what was meant by mountains. Because mountains are not going to follow the Holy Prophet in that sense, particularly when they are no more. When the mountains are pulverized and leveled, how can they follow Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has no twist in him? So the obvious meaning is that great people are mentioned, great earthly powers. This is going to be their fate ultimately. So it is very clearly mentioned what is going to happen. And it's also an answer to you that the civilizations will be destroyed, but not those who follow those civilizations. Mankind is positively going to survive. Now, keeping this prediction of the Holy Quran in mind, now think of that revelation of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Allah has told him that his followers would be like the particles of sand in Russia. So this verse also describes this pulverization like particles, small particles of sand. And this is exactly what has been told to Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. That shows that this is going to happen through Ahmadiyyat inshallah and in our time. And that will only happen when these great powers are destroyed in their earthly power, in their materialistic approach, and in their materialistic might. And once they have broken down, then they will begin to see light, not before that. And this is but natural. The fact is that when these big people, these big nations, look down from their ivory towers and from their lofty positions upon people like us, like ordinary people of the East, they condescend sometimes and listen to you and may individually accept the message as well, because a generalization cannot apply to all the members of a great people. There are exceptions. So exceptions may accept Islam, but as people, as nations, they are in a frame of mind that they are not ready psychologically to accept Islam. They know their power, their might, and they are so power drunk that it is impossible for them to begin to follow the Prophet of Arabia, who in fact was the Prophet of the whole world. But they look at him as a prophet of Arabia and they look down upon him. That is one reason this is explained in their being called mountains, too high, too lofty an attitude. And they look down at the Eastern religion, one of the Eastern religions, as too lowly placed. The second reason is also given by the Holy Quran, the psychological reason, that their civilization will be so crooked and the caller to truth, that is Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is so straight that a twisting thing cannot pass through a straight line, straight barrel. It has to be straightened before it can enter a straight barrel. So Allah tells us that while they are proud of their civilization, and that civilization has made their ways of life crooked, even if they believe, it is impossible for them to abandon that civilization for the sake of a straightforward, simple religion and to follow a prophet who is all straightforwardness in his approach, in his character, in his bearing, in his message, in everything. So this is why they have to be broken down. and once their pride is destroyed and shattered, then you'll find them in a frame of mind to follow a caller to truth, to light, who is straight in his character and bearing, and they'll be able to follow him then. This is what happened, I'm telling you as by way of illustration. This is somewhat what happened in Japan after the World War II. Once I discussed this subject with an English traveler who happened to sit next to me during an air journey. He was a very intelligent man, and within a matter of a short time, say half an hour, he understood that whatever I was telling him on behalf of Islam, it was right, and there was no argument against it. So he understood. He said, "Yes, the version of Islam in which you believe, I can believe in that. I mean, this comes to me naturally, and it is quite logical, and I have no objection against it." Now, there he said something which reminded me of this verse of the Holy Quran, and I told him that in so many words. He says that still, if you believe that we will abandon our civilization, to abandon Christianity is nothing to us, he said. We have almost already abandoned, most of us. But if you think that we will abandon our civilization, even if we are fully convinced of the truth of Islam, then you are a very naive person. I said, "No, I am not naive. I know you will not abandon, because the Holy Quran has already told me that you are not going to abandon." So I quoted this. And I said, "If you want to understand the phenomena, what may happen to you, you study what happened to Japan." The figures quoted by them, I wonder if they were right or exaggerated, but they were quoted by them, told us that 25% of Japanese had accepted Christianity. Why? Because the pride was broken. That mountain was bent and broken ultimately, and if not to smithereen or to dust particles, to a very great degree. Yet it was not broken permanently. So when that pride began to come back to the Japanese, they started abandoning Christianity again and falling back to their own ideology, with the result that now they are not 25% Christians anymore. There are hardly 10% or thereabout left nowadays. That is again because that old phenomena got back into the people and took over their imagination. And when they began to thought that we are not dead after all, we are still powerful or can be powerful, then their interest in the new religion faded out accordingly. So this is what the Holy Quran has told us very clearly about the future of the world.